The Australian rental crisis has reached an all-time high, with 2.32 million households affected, according to the Salvation Army. Everybody's Home reports that 4 out of 5 renters are experiencing stress and is calling for a national campaign to address the crisis. The Wire's Declan Evans reports.
Financially, it's a complete burden. It's really broken me. This last move, I think I was crying for 3 days straight. I was in such a mess because it was an unexpected blow. This is my 40th house. So I think this would really be my breaking point. I don't know how I'd cope going again.
The Labor government have plans to build over 2 million new homes by 2051. Some suburbs are predicted to double in dwellings. While that is happening, people are reliant on the housing market. Victoria's housing crisis has escalated with rising rents, homelessness, and shortage of affordable housing. I spoke to renters to understand how it has affected.
I've had to cut back on some little luxuries.
Affordable rent is at the lowest in over 10 years. Eviction notices due to rent not being paid have increased 5 times the amount since 2021, with nearly 2,000 notices issued weekly. Here's someone who was evicted and had something to say.
I've been evicted a couple of times. There's definitely a stigma around that as well, where it's sort of when you've been evicted, people kind of assume that you did something wrong, like you did something to damage the house. But the reality is people own houses who have agreements with tenants who are living there, can ask them to leave for a range of different reasons, including in my case, it was that the landlord wanted to sell the property.
The rental market is very competitive, adding on extra stress in finding housing. Australians offer more money for rent, so they get to secure the property, which in turn is creating competition. But the real estate agency, Ray White Social Media Content, posts a different picture.
About 80% of the time people offer more than asking price, whether it's $5, $50, $100. People see a lot of people at the inspection and they just put in an application way over the asking price, which is incredible. It makes it harder for other people because we're not allowed to disclose what they've offered. So obviously an owner, if they want the higher price, they'll go for the higher price, and then we can't disclose that to the other applicants, so they don't get a chance to come up and meet that. So that's why it's competitive.
When I had my dog, that was very, very difficult, and we used to just actually hide that we had a dog.
We've always had good references, which is something, but the older we get, like we're on a pension, and a lot of people look at that and think, oh, you know, they're pensioners, maybe they can't afford to pay the rent and they'd rather have a younger couple living there. But so far, we've been lucky.
Early this year, the median rent is $580 for houses and $550 for units, with annual rise of 3.8% last year. With some renters, they left no choice to find other places to rent and can sometimes be our older place.
So it went up quite a bit from our last house. Accommodation is not quite as nice, so it did impact me.
Melbourne's rental vacancy rate is at 2%, with 30,000 individuals experiencing homelessness, and 2.9% of households are in social housing.
It definitely has an effect on what suburbs you can select to live in and also what type of house. If you want to live in anything large, you have to go further out of the city, where that might make going to work harder. But then if you want to be inner city suburbs, you have to pay $1 zillion. It's very competitive.
The waiting list for public and community housing has increased to over 63,000 applicants. The state government have decreased the social housing target for this year from 91,248 to 91,148 homes. In regional Victoria, mortgage repayments have nearly doubled as a share of income since 2020, and land prices have increased by over 10% annually in the past 4 years. This makes it harder for Victorians to own a home, but also puts pressure on landlords to prioritise financial stability over their tenants' well-being. Here's what a spokesperson named Luke Harris on the project from the property investment company in Paran, Victoria, had to say.
Landlords out there are struggling at the same time as tenants struggling, so it is a very mixed bag at the moment. Landlords particularly have seen 10 increases in interest rates over 10 months.
The ABC report, landlords say they don't want to increase people's rent, but have to due to land tax hikes.
It is worth being a landlord if you're treating it like a business. And unfortunately, a lot of people dabble in property and see if it works out, but look at the financials to see if it's actually working for you.
The Urban Development Institute of Australia reported a prediction of a shortfall of 400,000 dwellings across capital cities by 2029. The burden is not just for cost of rent, it is the uncertainty of raising prices and looming sudden evictions. The fact is, people are having to decide to move further away from their place of work and communities to find an affordable rental. The competitiveness of securing a lease and the long waiting list for public housing. Hearing renters' point of views showed a common thread that in the current market, it is becoming a financial, physical, and mental strain.
That was The Wire's Declan Evans with that report.